Precious sibalo okhulele koBulawayo ezalwe koBulawayo abazali bambe ngabe Plumtree konyabane duzela kokungubo duzela komasendo ngoba zithu inyabane so le yethu iseduzela komasendo isigabasa komasendo yes so ngingu Precious ngifunde emhali lapha neBulawayo. Actually ngiqale kokungubo grade 1 ngase ngitransfer kokungubo lapha yaduzela konyabani grade 1 wami ngase ngitransfer ngaye emhali ngase ngisiye eMthabezi high school for i-high school. This is Precious. Yes.
Yeah, ngiyabona ukuthi silo olandela unyawo lwami ngoba ngase emhali ngase ngisiye eMthabezi mission. So
wow, legends are from there.
Yeah, ngiyabona. So akusikeleke ngokukhula kwakho wakhula njani njalo imuli yakho imenje.
Okay, mina ngazalwa uma waba nami esasemncane, she was 17. Wase siya eJoburg kuyasebenza emakhishini ngasala nogogo nokhulu, so ngikhulisa ugogo nokhulu. Ugogo bengasebenzi, so bengihlala naye lapha ePlumtree. Ukhulu bengu headmaster eVictoria Falls eChinotimba, ebuya ngama weekends, ngikhule labo mamncane bami. And then I was transferred to eMhali after ukufunda kwam grade 7 emakhaya lapha kokungubo, nga transferred eMhali. So ngikhuliswe ugogo nokhulu. Yes. And then ukukhula kwami was good. I went to Mthabe as the form 1 to form 4 academically. I was just an average child. My mathematics wasn't great. That's something that we have to come through. Yes.
So singadolta lemagwekwe.
Yes, emagwekwe enyumagwekwe.
Yeah, enyumagwekwe lokhu jilami kuma 18 kona phana lapha ngikhulele khona. Etaren.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my zivalo isikolo.
So siyakuzwa kakhulu. So ke wasusuka eMthabezi mission khona ngale waqeda kwenzani khona ngale
eMthabezi? Ngayenza form 1 to form 4 and then also at one point in my life nami I became a single parent at an early age. So I was not able to proceed with my studies. Ngoba ngaleso sikhathi umama waqala ukugula. So wagula umama, izimali zangabe zingasahlangani, nami ngasenzenza umntwana at an early age. Yonke into nje yangathi yahlangahlangana. So after that, see, I was forced to go to South Africa to fend for myself and my daughter. So ngaya ke South Africa ngafika ngasebenza as iweta. Lapha ni South Africa, yes.
So I would say about disability, ungweta ozwa. Manje wasungena njani kuloko? Imchina pele imchika chika leo kutu ya bubambi plane. Into zija, wangena njani kuloko?
Sati sisi mhali, basa mse trip ye eloku zene airport lapha yana. Yase eBulawayo manje bathi Joshua Mqabuko. Yes, kathe sebe jinjika. Saya e-airport, Bulawayo airport. Ngafika laphana ngabona izindiza. Ngathi, I want to be a pilot. Masi laphana badlula abantu but angiboni umfazi, ngibona amadoda. So enhlizweni yami ngithi, maybe it's not for women. But uteacher mase sifika sikhuluma eklasini, liboneni, uyasho ukuthi even women can be pilots. So that's where my dream started laphana ku school trip. So ngithi ngiliweta lapho umama waseshona. So ngingathi my dream was buried along with my mom because kwasekumele manje ngibheke abosisi bami abayi-two, me being the eldest and then lo mntanami. So irresponsibility bese too much ukuthi I could not raise money to be a pilot. So ngathi ay uNkulunkulu ngayenza intando yakhe ngizoyenza ubuweta. While ngiyiweta I would get ama customer athi don't you want to do modeling. So I did even modeling while I was doing waitering as well because I believe ukuthi yonke into oyenzayo you must do it with excellence. People will see ukuthi ma uba saver ngenhliziyo enjani, une attitude unjani, mentality yakho injani. So to me I made sure ukuthi manginabo lapha ngiyaxoxa bangibuze what is your plan Precious, ngibatshela uthi mina kanje kanje bese sithi Sina sinabantu esibaziyo eDubai kune website ethile. Why don't you apply and go to Dubai? So that's how from waitering I went to being a waitress as well in Dubai.
Yeah, so what you saw in your website, what kind of usual connect and
Ngahamba ku OVC website, it's a non website. Nga apply la pana for waitering in Dubai. Nga yenza my interviews wonke virtually at that time. And then I joined ngahamba nje first time in Dizeni ngahamba ngingazi nomuntu ngale abelungu babana bafika bathi okay siyakuthanda start a job, but it wasn't what I had anticipated. So fika ngale sokudeduct izimali ezithile sosala le nothing to send home, you know.
Yeah, uzima. Yeah.
Yes, but overseas you are making money kanti yo
akula next.
Yes. So ngaya ngaya laphana eDubai ngafika ngasebenza for only 3 months.
Ha.
Ngiqhubeke.
Yeah, ngiqhubeke.
Mangisebenza ngiyazitshela ukuthi kumele ngisebenze ngenhliziyo yami yonke. Ngisebenze ukuthi umuntu ongibhekileyo uyakhuthazeka, uyakwazi ukungibuza ukuthi kanti uplan kwenzani ngempilo yakho kanjalo. Manje ngithengi laphayana bangitshela bathi Qatar Airways iyahaya abangani bami bathi masambe siyo ku-interview yani yase Qatar Airways ukuthi sibe yini ima-flight attendants, cabin crew. Ngahamba nabangani bami besiyi-6. Mina bengingekho that much qualified ngoba ngangicede i-O-level kuphela, ngisayanga nase-university. So ngahamba laphana for interview, bebefuna ugcoke ihile ethile, ugcoke impahla ezithile, bengazi nokuhamba ngehile.
Ungani uhamba uyakhubeka?
Yes, ngihamba ngathi ngiyakhubeka, but among abangani bami laba bayi-6 bathatha mina ngedwa. So I made it to Qatar after interview leyana. Umuntu lona wathi igama lakho ngu-Precious, are you sure? Kanjani? Ngathi yes, igama lami ngu-Precious. Wangithanda lo muntu obethatha interview, wathi you are from Zimbabwe. Ah, balishwana abantu base Zimbabwe kule area.